This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me.
You can find yourself wishing that your life looked like someone else's.
You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. It might look like someone has it all together on Instagram, but in reality, they probably don't. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I think that's what I love about therapy. You can just go to therapy for everything.
Everything and anything.
Any problem you have, no matter how big or small,
yeah,
it's going to help. If you're thinking of starting therapy, definitely give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud.
How am I going to tell this story without making it really obvious?
I feel like you just tell the story.
I would like go find out something that I know is going to hurt me. But
oh,
like,
no.
I'd like to do that.
I think you're definitely the exception to the rule.
What about me?
No fucking way. You're not. Actually, you're the fucking example of why you shouldn't go back to an ex.
Welcome to Home I Drink with Charlene and Ellie. We are back.
Back again.
For another week. And we release episodes of our podcast every Wednesday.
Yep.
And bonus episodes on Mondays. Our podcast, we like to say, is like a safe space. The group chat between your best friends, the girls' bathroom, where you make new friends and just talk about everything.
Nonsense.
I don't think one subject has been untapped in this podcast.
No, but if there is ever anything that you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Please, we're always open.
Yeah, to suggestions and topics and whatnot. So yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get into
this. Today on Home I Drink, we are delighted to welcome Ava O'Donoghue and Ciara Rant.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited.
I'm buzzing.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm nervous.
I feel like this is a really fun episode.
No, yeah, this is going to be a real girly, funny episode.
Yeah, and it's nice because we know each other as well.
Yeah, it's like a bestie collab, we were saying on the way in.
Well, it's not like you guys are just coming in and we're going to interview the life out of you.
Yeah, no, yeah. Fair.
Do you think who's who in the friends of each other?
Oh.
I think I'm Ciara.
Like, yeah, I think you're Ciara and I'm Charlene.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, would you have thought that? Would you have thought that?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably same, actually.
Wait, why, actually?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, actually.
I don't know.
Wait, I feel like because you actually have the same hair. You and well, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like me and Ellie are probably a bit, like, more crazy, maybe?
Yeah, you guys are a little bit more, like,
and you guys are a bit more, like,
tamed.
I wouldn't even necessarily say you're tamed,
I don't think
though.
Tamed.
No.
No, definitely not tame, but I think... Yeah,
just more tame.
Reserved, like
is that. What it is, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We're loud.
Yeah.
How long are you friends?
Ava and I.
Yeah, you because you are from the same area.
Yeah.
Well,
we live in the same area.
We started off like frenemies, kind of.
Yeah. Spilled I wasn't like Kira's biggest fan.
Why?
But Kira also probably wasn't. I wasn't your biggest fan.
Why? What happened?
She used to kiss my ex-boyfriend.
But I feel like this guy gets brought up every single time and he gets way too much airtime.
It's an absolute joke. No, when we were younger, like I had a boyfriend, but that was in her year because she's a year below me in school.
And I used to like fancy this boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like if we broke up, she'd kiss him. So she was like the other woman. Yeah. But then
you kept getting back together.
What?
You kept getting back together with him.
I think we broke up a few times and got back together. So she was like the girl from the younger year that used to kiss my ex, and I was like.
And then the last time they broke up, I kissed him, and then I actually felt kind of bad because I started to like speak to Ciara, but then. Like, I don't even think you ever knew, did you?
No, I actually didn't.
Until
now. I found out, like, afterwards.
Oh
well, like,
God.
I kind of knew at the time. I was like, I have a feeling that they're kissing when we break up. But, like...
And was that years ago?
Though? I was like...
Years ago.
I don't even blame them.
I was 16.
Oh. Yeah, we were, like, 16, 17.
Okay.
And then, but we knew each other, like, 4 years. Like, since we're about, like, 12, 13?
Yeah. So like we always obviously knew of each other because we'd like...
No, we weren't in school together. No.
Oh. We were just all girls' school.
Everyone from where we're from
knows each other.
Primary school mixed. And then I went to an all-girls school.
Mm-hmm. And then I went to a mixed. For both.
I think mixed is better to use.
I love my... I was girls' school.
Were you all girls?
You were girls.
Oh, wait, you
I was mixed primary and all girls secondary.
Would you send your kid to all girls?
Yeah, I love my school. If I could go back there tomorrow, I would. If they actually said you can come back to school tomorrow, I would. I love my school. Yeah.
Imagine you going back in.
I didn't like it, but I feel like I just didn't like school. So I don't think boys would have made a difference.
Yeah, I was still going to.
It was hard though sometimes to be in a school with boys because I found them like quite distracting when I got to the age that I like noticed boys.
Yeah.
Like when I was like 15, 16.
She was a hoe.
Oh my God, like, there's boys in my ear. This is so exciting. Yeah. And like talking to them and stuff.
I get that though. I can't imagine of being like 16, 17 and 18 and having boys in my class. Like the way... Sure, we did an episode and I talked about not changing my shirt to go to school. Are you mad? I used to sleep in my uniform.
So you got an extra 10 minutes in bed in the morning. I used to do that as well.
I don't think I went to secondary school doing that.
But I remember I used to sleep in my uniform in primary school and then I'd have 10 minutes extra in bed.
Did your parents know this was going on?
Yeah, I used to wake up in my secondary school uniform. Now, it was still the green jumper, so I knew it was junior, so it was between first and third year. So, yeah, secondary school, straight up out of the bed. The kilt wouldn't be on me. It didn't have the kilt on. It was just the jumper and the shirt I used to sleep in.
Oh, okay.
Really bad. So, imagine me going to school rocking
similar to my boy. Would have been all, like, rumpled up.
You'd be like, they're banging her. Especially on a Thursday or a Friday when you're tan and all of them.
Stop.
Big orange collar on me. Hi, boys. No.
I used to do like a full face of makeup going into school. I never wore makeup.
Yeah, you see, that's what I wouldn't be able for that. Like,
yeah. But like every single day that I walked in, the girl in the office would literally go, Kieran, Irene.
I was going to say, did you get in trouble for it in school? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, I literally used to get.
Did you take it off every time?
No, like you pretend to take it. You know the way, like I used to go in cakes, like because I didn't know what like natural makeup was.
Yeah, it'd be like full glam, like dream matte mousse with the hands.
And like I looked, to be fair, insane.
But no one else
in my year wore makeup because I was wearing it since like maybe third year, and like it was only the 6 years really that were allowed to wear it and get away with it. But obviously when my sister started doing it, I was like, well, I'm gonna start doing it.
Yeah, I was like that too. And I wore no powder, just foundation.
Oh, no, I was like, all girls' school or boys as well?
Boys as well.
Oh.
Maybe that's why we wore it.
But you also went to a school where you could wear your own clothes, didn't you?
Yeah, in 6th year.
Oh, really?
For
6th year, yeah. Yeah. I loved that. We sleep in our uniforms.
Yeah, so I moved school.
That's so random, isn't it?
I moved school. Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's different skills.
I was like, it's not
that
they just changed it for 6 years.
They just tell you ads. Would you have to like pre-plan your outfits now?
I just loved the outfits anyway, so yeah, I did.
And be a different outfit every day?
I didn't like anyone that's good. Like, as in, like, fancy. That was fine.
It was fitting.
No.
Maybe.
No. Absolutely not.
My first experience
of
that...
But you go, like, wearing something, like, no.
Yeah, my first experience of that was in college, wearing my own clothes, like, into, like, a school setting like that. And I still, to this day, remember the outfit that I wore my first day of college. Do you remember those suede platform boots that we all wore? Black... suede platform boots
with Chelsea
with
boots.
But I had a heel on it.
The high knee ones?
No, these were just the short ones.
Okay.
I wore them with a pair of skinny white jeans. The boots were black. Skinny white jeans.
Joanie jeans, like?
Yeah.
Wait, was this in college?
Into college. Yeah. Into college. I was 18. I had some sort of a pink, luminous pink fluffy jumper on me. And I definitely think I had a school bag on me. Where was I going? I was going to college.
You wear a school bag in college?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
But I remember...
You surely wear like a little handbag, maybe. Bag.
Like, did I think I was in Zoe 101 or some sort of thing?
Oh, I remember that show.
I was going to college in the middle of Ballyfermot. I'd say they saw me coming, saying, what's this thing doing? I thought it was in an episode of Sometimes I'm kind of like...
I obviously didn't go to college. Like I went and did makeup after school, but I'm like, what I've missed out on.
I say that to Charlie,
because I only stayed for 3 months and then I dropped out. Yeah. That was the only experience I had with it. But I say that to you all the time. I wish I had a college experience.
I keep seeing girls in the University of Miami and all like graduating and sobbing, crying. I was crying for happy tears. Like I was like, yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. They all love. I didn't.
Yeah,
like
they. Is that like you might?
They're like the lessons I got when they're graduating.
Though, it's so different though. It's not the same as Ireland.
Like sorority house.
Yeah, no.
I also got to experience like. Obviously, I didn't experience the whole like college thing, but I would go out with my friends every like college night.
Yeah,
we're like go on like the college holidays.
Yeah,
did you? Did you not do college?
No,
So what did you do after 16?
So I just went straight into modelling.
The one thing,
and she's now the Irish Kendall Jenner.
I never had a photo from college, ever.
No?
No. I'd say all their college friends were probably just like, who is this girl? Well, I would literally just like go on all
she's
their nights
the
out.
She's student that hangs around with yeah. not college.
They're like fake student. Trip, like I was there.
Shut up.
Yeah, fair, actually. You did.
She got invited,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
That is nice, yeah. though. And what make of college did you go to? Where did you go off school?
I don't actually remember the name.
Did you do Leary?
No. Black Rock? No.
No, it was in Swords, I think. FX, maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Is that the one that had the scandal? No. There was one that had a scandal.
Oh.
Remember years ago, there was a makeup course and they turned out they weren't even real makeup course.
They weren't like red.
Oh, my God.
Was it not? No, it's not.
Fake.
It's not that. It's not. You would know if it was that. Is it like...
Oh, sure.
I don't want to start saying names in case it's fake news.
No, oh, there was definitely was.
It wasn't yeah. FX makeup though. Everyone.
Well, come here. It's like that thing now that people are doing: fly over to the UK for 2 days and come back, and they're qualified in
do lip fillers
in something that you go and spend 2 days doing.
Stop! I know. Yeah, that's like not.
I can't be up to that crack now. I'm not gonna let you touch my face.
No.
Well, I probably guys, would now.
If I got a fine makeup on.
2 day experience. No way.
So how long are you in the like influencer space? Would you say?
I think we're only in it since like COVID.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
we are.
COVID. Well, not even since COVID. Like I would post on Instagram during COVID, but like I'd just be like posting
for the crack
to like nobody.
Yeah,
like I'd just like literally be sitting on my bedroom floor like taking photos because I had nothing else to do. But like really, only since like after COVID then.
Yeah,
like we were like, opening up.
I wouldn't have said that we were like well known during COVID.
Like, was it when jobs started coming in? Was after COVID kind of?
Yeah,
when you
yeah.
started getting paid for yeah. stuff.
Well, no,
but jobs only since like literally, what the past year and a half?
No,
you wow,
yeah, what? It's really? 2024. Like, would you cop on?
We've been out of COVID.
4 years.
We've been 3 years.
Have we actually?
Yeah. Wait, 4 years?
Oh, I knew she didn't know how long
yeah.
COVID.
What? I thought COVID
the first lockdown
ago.
Was March 2020.
What?
Yeah.
Four? I thought it was three.
It's 4 years. March
no, it's 4 years since what? COVID.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So then.
So we started during COVID. We were working with Drip and Gold
yeah.
during okay. COVID. So that was our first paid work.
So you started literally at the exact same time with paid stuff. That was your first.
Yeah, we both like started collabing with the same brands mm-hmm. at the same time. It was actually really funny. And then we obviously went to all the events together. Like we were actually laughing recently because I got an email invited to an event. And it was like, oh, like come to this event on this date. And then like in bold writing at the end. And just to let you know, you'll be sat beside Ava at the table if she
aww.
Decides to
call. Oh, I love
that. If she wouldn't go to events without
like,
each other.
But isn't that so nice? Because we say it about the industry as well. Isn't it so nice that you have someone to turn to be like, are you going? Are you going?
Yeah.
Because you meet a lot of people. But not everyone you gel with.
Yeah. Like, now that like I can go to events just about. By myself and like
I still wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't pass a front door on my own.
I think it's like the dinners. Like, no, nope. Actually, I don't know. I feel like it's
just nice. It's having nice someone having to here, walk in with and be like, okay, at least I know I'm going to have someone to talk to the whole time because I find it really hard to initiate conversation with people, which I know. Probably you wouldn't believe, but I know because I usually don't shut the fuck up.
And I'm the worst at it.
Oh no, Ava actually like
I have to wait like for people to approach me, and then like so
and then
no
she
one
still
else
doesn't can... talk.
Yeah. No, like I have
the first time I met Ava, I was like, I don't know if she hates me or what's going on. You're just really quiet.
I know. I feel like people just think that I'm coming across rude, but I'm actually I feel like I'm really, I'm not shy.
You're socially awkward.
I think I'm a woman of few words.
Well, I don't know.
Once you get to know you.
Once you get to know me, that but like if you don't know me, I'm really mute and like I don't speak. But like once you get to know me, then I can speak to you, and then I'm fine.
Okay. Is that the most common misconception you get then about
yeah,
you?
All the time. Like, oh my God, she's so rude. She's so stuck up. Blah blah blah.
I don't know if that's really nice and funny.
You're like true.
No, I'm joking.
No, yeah, but like just once you get to know me, I feel like you just need to crack my shell.
Yeah.
And then
warm
you up a little bit.
Yeah.
And what's yours? Like your most common misconception?
She's a absolutely
like what do you always hear about yourself that you're like, what, that is not true?
No, the rumors are true.
I was gonna say
all the rumors are true.
All the rumors are true. Like, to be fair, I don't really hear
if someone said like describe Kira, I'd be like,
or like a maybe or a mental. Comment you get or something just, or like something that you're like, that is so untrue.
If someone like was like, oh, she's a bitch or she's stuck up or anything, I'd find that
really
shut up, like you know that's not true. No, I genuinely would be so confused because once I get chatting to someone, I'm awkward at first. I can be a bit like, oh God, how am I going to like start the conversation? Because I kind of overthink it.
Yeah.
But then once I'm in it, I'm fine. Like if you left me alone with a wall, I'd probably jump up on it. No, I'm joking.
I was going to say she starts knocking the wall. She starts kissing the wall. I don't know why I was going to say that. I was just thinking of that. Oh no.
But do you think that like in our industry, like do you think you get more socially like... Yeah. It's harder or do you think it gets better?
I think it gets harder because we're not with people 24/7. Like if you have a 9-to-5 job, you're going into the office at 9, you're staying in there until 5, you're coming home in the evening, you're chatting to people. Most of our job is at home and it's on our phone. So I think it makes you a bit more introverted kind of in a way.
Actually.
But you're always going to start off like extroverted in this job because that's how you get like known and that's why people like you because they're like, oh my God, she's so confident, she's so
I keep saying Charlene, I'm like, I'm turning into such an extrovert. She's like, will you shut up?
And
introvert. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just... I can feel myself just going into this little shed. Did you ever see the meme of Homer and he's just going
in
back
the book?
That's just me now. She's like, well, you shut up. You're
that's
not
probably
like
what
that.
It is because we're actually by ourselves a lot.
Yeah, I think it's definitely helped though, like make me be able to speak to people more.
I feel like that too. Yeah. I feel like I'm way more.
Because like you actually, like some events, like you go and like you don't know anyone and you actually have to speak to people.
See,
like, you can't just wander around. Like,
you can't just be mute.
I would. I leave. I just like.
I have.
And then also like meeting, like you meet so many like new people. So I feel like.
And different walks of life, different age groups and stuff. I think, kind of helps.
It can depend, though, I think, on...
I just think I'm getting terrified of people. There's something wrong with me, I swear to God.
With, like, events, obviously, you meet a lot of people. Have you ever met, like, someone really rude? You don't have to say the name.
You can
like,
if you want.
What's the rudest or, like,
encounter,
worst
Irish
influencer or celebrity encounter they've had?
Imagine it was with us.
I feel like we're going to have the same, are we?
Give a little side eye there.
What was that event that we went to?
She's telling the event at all.
Oh, yeah, should I say the event?
Yeah, if you want.
But tell me first.
Hardly no one's going to be
able to. Tell me first. I feel like I'm her fucking PA sometimes. I'm like, hang on a minute.
How big of an event was it?
No, it was quite. It was just like a small event in like Hyde. Is that what it
what's oh,
it
yeah, that.
Hyde.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. No, that wasn't ideal at all, to be fair.
What happened?
What was said to me? Something was said to me.
Yeah, something was said to you.
Sometimes I don't realise it's rude until after and I'm like...
Yeah, you come away from it like...
And you're like...
Oh, passive-aggressive comments are literally like... They keep me up at night when someone says something to you. It's like... And then you're like... Someone said to me, this is a joke. But at the same time, I was like, that was passive-aggressive. Someone was like, oh my God, like you look so good. You've lost so much weight. You still don't have an arse, but you look unreal. And I was like... Thanks so much. Like, I was so confused by it. But anyway, sorry, this event.
What?
We went to an event and how am I going to tell this story without making it really obvious?
I feel like you just tell the story.
So we went to an event and this girl basically was trying to chat to someone at the table. It's going to be hard to explain this because I don't want to mention any names, but she was trying to chat to someone at the table. I was sat beside the person she was trying to chat to.
And so you're in the middle.
You're in the way.
Yeah.
Well, what she thought was in the way. Like,
yeah.
In
the so middle. Instead of her like being like to me, like, hey, how are you? Like, nice to meet you. I'm this person. I'm actually trying to chat to that person. She like pushes past me and is like, can you like move out of the way? And I was like, yeah, no problems. Don't care. So she sits down beside the person, is chatting away to them. And then I'm in earshot. And she doesn't like introduce herself to me or anything like that, but she just turns to the girl that she's talking to like this. And she, so say it's like, you're me.
Yeah.
She's like, that paint by Kira one, all she ever does is post ads, doesn't she? And all like, blah, 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 blah. Because she wanted to talk to me.
She wanted you to start talking
to her? She wanted to talk to me. So she wanted to like, she made the other person really uncomfortable. Like the other person was like, what? And then she was like, she turned to me and she's like, oh, I'm only like, joking.
Oh, so sorry. But she was saying this loud.
Then, so, I didn't hear any of this, so I was kind of just confused. And I was like,
she was saying this loud enough for you to hear.
She on purpose.
Did she think she was being funny saying
she,
that?
She thought it was like being funny. So she was, but
and what a weird thing to say.
You joker.
I know. I was like, it would have been funny maybe had I known you or had you like introduced yourself to me and she was like being sarcastic or something. Like, if one of you said that about me and you were like, shut up, you all you ever do is post now, I'd be like, shut up. Like, I'd get you
back.
But I'm like, I don't know you at all. Like, I don't know anything about you.
Imagine you just like laying into her with
insults. I didn't know her. Like, I was like, this is so bizarre.
Oh, you need to tell us who that was after.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my
God. I feel like you probably like wouldn't.
I'd be so awkward.
Never mind.
Don't give away. Oh God. I think there's a lot of bitchiness in the space or not. Because I used to say no, but I think the more I'm in it, the more I'm like, maybe I was just blind to, because I'm, I just think everyone's being nice all the time.
But I also think it's the kind of industry as well that like, if there is somebody that you don't like, you just stay clear of them.
Yeah,
like,
fair.
You have your people in the industry that you do gel with and that you do get along with. And like us, we all met through the industry, and like, you have your people that you will gel with, and there are people that definitely the four of us don't gel with. You just stay clear of them.
Yeah.
But do you think it's a catty industry? Like,
I don't think so. The only thing I find catty now is this like anti-influencer behaviour that people are doing, and What's going on being like, I went to an influencer event, here's what they act like in real life.
We had this conversation.
It's like, fuck off, we're real people. Like, we're having real life human experiences just like you. We're not like these like
robots
that people think we are.
When someone starts like that, like in a way of like, and then they actually turn into being an influencer.
Yeah, that's awful.
But then you,
when they like roast us, and then they'll they're just doing that to be in the industry.
Yeah, or like they're.
But
like,
it's not a very smart way to go about it, because like, no one's gonna like you.
There's a few people I've seen, a few videos I've seen on TikTok, and they've been given out about things that influencers do, but like that they're also trying to be an influencer, and I'm like,
Or make it make sense. Yeah, it's weird.
And then they're like doing like, they're giving out about, say, ads, and then they like start doing ads as well. And
it's that's all.
Yeah, did you do that to get views so you'd get an ad?
They give out, and then it's like, when it comes to them, they're like, oh, actually, it is a good opportunity. Like, they don't
maybe it's that they don't understand the opportunity, and when they're outside of it.
You know what I mean?
Kind of, it's hard. Yeah. Which I do understand. Like, you can look at what we do and be like, ah, here, easiest job in the world and whatever. I can't wait for people to clip this for influencers bitching about being an influencer. But they're going to absolutely lay into us on this video, like, I swear. But,
like, we all know that we're in like an unbelievable
privileged position.
And no one's saying
that. Have a platform.
I think to sit here and say that if we didn't recognise that we are in this position, it's so bad
that we are afraid to even give out about something in our job.
We have to always have a disclaimer.
It's like, by the way, we know how fucking amazing this is and how lucky we are. But like, we're also allowed to complain about things and have issues.
Everyone is in every job that you're in.
And it's never us saying we have a harder than anyone else.
God, no, we don't.
But try being an influencer for it. Just try.
What did Michaela say?
It's 5 p.m. and I'm only done work now.
I'm only finishing. All right, Michaela.
For Molly May, what is it? We all have the same 24 hours a day.
God, guys.
She got roasted.
Yeah, she really
did. She'll never
do
another podcast again.
I feel like, though, she definitely didn't like mean what she said. People just took it up wrong.
I reckon.
I listened to the whole thing and I didn't think that bad of it until it was clipped.
Yeah, neither did I.
It sounded much worse. Like,
yeah.
So, good luck to these clips. Okay, I want to go on to your love lives.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh.
What are your current relationship statuses?
Single.
You go.
Well, no. Well, we are both single. But I have been seeing someone.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, this is only very recent.
Is it?
Only the past, like, 3 weeks.
Okay.
A new guy.
You're basically married.
Yeah, basically.
And also, I would just like to put out a public disclaimer, too. Oh. Don't ask me who it is, because I also don't know. I feel like every time I go out, people are like, who's Ava seeing? Who's she with now? I'm like,
I know who it is. You know who it is? How does Shailene know?
Kira also knows who it is.
I'm saying that, obviously.
Oh, sorry. I was like, did you actually not tell Kira? I was like, what?
I was thinking, wait, what?
Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Would I know who it is?
No. But yeah. That's
would I?
Maybe. I'll tell you after.
Yeah, will you tell me after? Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I like being included.
World famous.
What? Yeah. And Kira?
I'm single.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, deathly single or like...
No, I'm actually like proactively being. Why are you laughing? Like, you're actually making me. I'm single right now, and I'm actively trying to be single. If that makes sense. I'm not really like dating or anything
like,
right now.
Can't keep the boys away from you, kind of thing.
No.
Have you been going on dates though?
I've been on a few dates, yeah, but I think that I'm gonna rein it in for a while.
Really?
I think that I really want to be single for a while. Well, because I have like a really bad attachment.
I was about to ask, you get attached to you?
I have like a anxious attachment, and I feel like I need to work on that
before I can be with someone.
Well, at least you can self-diagnose yourself with that.
That's not self-diagnosed. So I'm in therapy for 2 years.
That's my therapist.
This is full-diagnosed anxious attachment. Working on myself here. Oh, no, I just feel like with men, I just get like...
Would you get like that after the first date?
Oh no, God, I'm not crazy. Like, no, it's not. I wouldn't get attached for a while, but then once I'm attached, I feel like...
dependent on them.
Yeah, and I'm really independent when I'm single. Like, I kind of have my shit together and I get, like, loads done. And then when I'm in a relationship, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. And do you think you'll share, when, like, if you were to get with this person, would you share your relationship online? And if you found someone?
I struggled with this in the past.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Did you ever share someone?
Oh, fuck yeah. It's a long story.
No, but you didn't actually. Like, you put, like, emojis over your face.
Oh, exactly, sorry.
You weren't one of them.
I got you.
She was one of those.
That makes people even more curious.
I know. I did it before it was cool, though. I did it before everyone else was doing it, I feel.
I've seen everyone people do it with their
They proper annoy me, them things, when they put the emoji over
That's
the face.
One of my...
I literally just don't post the photo, or just, like, post Ellie the photo by yourself. That.
It's my online ick. Why would you put a picture of him blur
it's
a
It's the same with, like, when
out?
People put up a photo of, like, just a baby, and then they just put the emoji over the face. I'm just like, don't what post it. Are you showing us here?
Don't post it. Like, and a big yellow emoji.
I think, though, it's, like, for the greater good of why people do that. Like, you know why they do it, though.
What?
Like, for creeps online that...
I thought you were going to say because their fella's minging.
No. Oh, sorry. No, this is about babies. No.
Yes. Obviously, I know. But then I'm kind of just like, just don't post it.
Yeah, you're probably better off.
Like, the little sly ones, like, of, like, two hands. Yeah. I get them. I understand. But, like, a full face...
Or I love when their heads are, like, just...
Or if it's literally just off, like, basically their face with an emoji. I'm just like...
Like a selfie of the baby.
Big, yeah, just an emoji.
Big moon
with, like,
over
a big,
there.
Like, yeah, I sun used to do that all the time.
Oh, girl.
Like a little love heart.
Girl.
Like, well, I don't know.
What made you do that? Did he not want you to share? Or you didn't want to share? I forgot where I was.
See, he had, like, a real...
My heart. it was just the cheek, everyone.
She hasn't got worms. Don't worry.
He had, like, a real corporate job, and I was like a 22-year-old TikToker. So I was kind of like, I won't, like, post him. And then he was like, you can post me. But then, like, shit kind of started coming out, and I was like, I don't think I want to post you now. Fair. So then, yeah, I didn't post him, but I got rinsed online first. Like, rinsed. People found out who he was, like, started texting me things about him. I was like, perfect.
And is that how it ended then?
No. It was, I think we just kind of broke up towards the end. Yeah. Oh,
can you tell? I don't know if we can cut out if you don't want to, but the song that your ex made. Can you tell that? No. Remember his ex made the song?
Oh, shit. Why did Karen tell us?
She showed us on the plane. I was in ribbons.
Oh, my God.
That's not him. That wasn't him, wasn't it?
No.
Is that corporate man?
No. Different ex, no.
Are we allowed to tell that?
Can you tell that or no?
Yeah. Do you not want to tell that?
Will I?
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
I
kind of can't remember it.
I just hate giving men. I hate giving men fucking airtime. Yeah. But anyway, I will. yeah. So I broke up with one of my exes, and the reason. Well, he said the reason that we were breaking up. I broke up with him, and he told me the reason that we broke up is because I was starting to get followers on TikTok, and all I cared about was, like, my TikTok following and, like, becoming an influencer, and that was, like, my obsession. But it wasn't, like, it was just happening at the time. I had literally just started getting, like, viral videos, and, like, all of my videos would just blow up. So I'd, like, be running into my mom and I'd be like, oh my God, like, I'm getting loads of comments and loads of likes, and it's so overwhelming. So, like, I would just react like that every time. Because, again, I was, like, 20, 21. And then he was like, you broke up with me because of that. And then he wrote a song about me.
Do you want to say what it's called?
No. Like, out in public?
Yes. Spotify, like.
Spotify.
And then
what?
I played it for the girls on the plane. And
isn't there something in it about you being like,
yeah,
it's we like, won't say the line because they'll find it.
They won't find it. Really? What's the small line in it?
It's like, forget about the numbers in your head or something, and, like, forget, look who's right beside you in this bed.
Getting a song written about you is kind of iconic.
Did you send it?
Like, when that came out, did you send it to him or anything? Were you like,
no.
What the? Did you ever speak to him about it?
I met him out recently and I said it to him.
And what did he say?
And I was locked, like, obviously. I was hardly going up to him sober and be like, you wrote a song about me. I was hammered. I don't remember what I said. I was like, he kind of rinsed me a little bit as well. So I was like, I was like, why did you rinse me online? And he was sue like, him. What? And I was like, you fucking rinsed me. You said I wasn't intellectually stimulating when I am intellectually stimulating. And then he like laughed. And then I was like, and you wrote a song about me.
No. Come here. That's a big slay though.
Yeah.
It is. A song written about you.
Yeah.
It is iconic.
Yeah.
I feel like none of my exes are going to match that.
No, yeah, they all need to live up to that.
Multiple songs.
I know.
To a standard.
Yeah. I want an album next for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I feel
take note. What was like your type if you said you had a type in men?
You go first.
I feel like we all have a type on paper and then the type that we attract.
That we end up with.
I feel like I always say my type is like pretty tanned brunettes, but like my
track record is
tall,
but like my track records aren't exactly that at all.
No,
yeah, I say
no, no, not at all.
That's what I mean. Like, we all think that we gravitate
and then
towards
you have a few drinks and everything,
yeah,
and then we just attract the complete and utter opposite. Mine have all been like,
mine are like
the like complete and or like utter opposite, like. Tattoos, like
once I have like a few drinks, I'm like, like literally just go for like the ugliest guy in the room.
Yeah, and then I have the total opposite.
Yourself.
It's mad. I'm I don't know why that happens.
Who is the ugliest in this room? I will kiss them.
Who can I make feel good?
maybe it's an ego thing. Actually,
I think that's a mothering instinct in us. So we always just want to make someone else feel better than we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Recently, I've started going for like pretty hot guys.
I don't go for anyone because no one goes for me. It's really bad. Yeah. It's
like
terrible.
Hot, why? You like the
zero.
Hot
oh, people do Kira go for
Ryan,
you.
When I tell you, Charlene, am I texting one man?
No.
Why though?
Not. A man won't slide into my DMs. Are you
met? I actually asking her actively to go on a date, and
no, I actually wouldn't text someone back on Instagram. To be fair, I wouldn't text anyone back.
Well, so how are you going to fucking Instagram is the best dating app out there.
I would never reply to a guy's DM on Instagram either. Ever.
What kind of Instagram DMs are you getting? Because mine are either from fucking kids down the country in the middle of nowhere asking me like, I swear to God, or then just these mad men, I take you on date. Oh yeah, come on. Like,
no, yeah, obviously there's some DMs that you're ignoring.
I swear to God, in the last don't know how many years, there hasn't been one normal like message that I received.
That's what they're probably afraid that you won't reply.
Yeah. Like what I do is I would go after the guy kind of. So if I see a guy on Instagram that I fancy, I'll click onto his Instagram, I'll like two old photos, three old photos.
Is that what you do?
And then he'll either slide in, or if he doesn't slide in, then I'll just like fire react to a story.
Fuck off. You'd fire react to a man's story.
Ballsy.
Yeah.
That's brave. Well done, girl.
Like, I feel like I'd only do that if I knew that there was a very high chance that he was going to reply to me. Because I think that I would die if I got left on.
Yeah, but you can just pretend that it didn't happen if they don't reply.
There's this fella.
I ever get embarrassed with him, I'm like, didn't happen.
Oh, it wasn't me. That was my cat. Sorry.
Oh my God, that was me.
There was this fella that texted me actually the other night on, I didn't even tell you about it actually the other night, and I knew it was a drunk text because he told me he was out and he saw my post. He saw him.
You know this guy?
Yeah.
Through Instagram?
No, I know him.
Oh.
And he texts me asking like, oh, what's the plan for tonight? Where are you? Like, what's going on? I was like, nothing, I'm in bed. Like, I didn't even end up staying out. He's like, oh, I thought we'd bump into each other or whatever. And I was being all baldy and I was like, oh, well, maybe you'd have to plan that instead or something. Like, what am I on about? I'm actually, no. Anyway, I can't remember what I replied to him last, and then he just gave me the scene and now just watches all my stories and just nothing.
Yeah, because he probably has the fear.
Babe, don't have the fear. Text me back.
If you
replied last and you...
No, I did.
Oh, saying about the...
But was it like a text that you could reply to? Like,
did you read it out?
Yeah, tell us what the last text was.
Like, sometimes it depends. Like, sometimes I'd be like, oh, you can't reply to that message.
Yeah, if someone...
What do you mean? Well, it's a message that's unreplyable.
Yeah. You know when
if someone gives me a shit reply, I'm not replying that.
Yeah. Ellie, you can do better than that.
Well, the last message was
the fucking Ellie loves emojis.
I love emojis.
It will have like the paragraphs will have emojis in three different places.
That's
and then they always like me back.
The last message I asked a question in it like yeah. Well, not I just said how bad's the hangover because he was texting me drunk like
yeah.
But maybe he was like he could have read that as. Like,
oh, you were being like, I knew you were
me slagging
how
him, like,
bad was that hangover? Like, you have some fear.
please, please love me, please come back and text me, please, 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 please. No, I'm just so bad at it. Me and flirting aren't. I would be like, sure, what do I say? What do I?
Same.
Like, I feel like you are bizarre. Good at flirting.
No. I feel like you're really good. You're, like, I feel like I don't even know how to speak to a boy.
No, what do you say? Like, in my, how do you talk to them?
Before I retire.
Yeah, you tell me. I always have to ask her, like, what do I say? How do I say this? What do I do if I like this fella? Like, yeah. what's the plan? I have a notion. Yes, a notion. But
you're better off just like, I know this sounds so being fucking yourself. Cliche, but just genuinely being so authentic. Like the way you are with the girls, like the way you are with Charlene, the way you are with us, just chatting to someone like that. And if they're like, okay, I'm going to see her, I don't want to talk to her. Like, then good why written. Would you want yeah. to be
yeah,
with
true,
them
then? Actually.
Yeah,
because they're not going to like you for who you are.
Do you know what got really into my head recently? I remember I told you about why I stopped talking on my stories.
Why?
Because I was so worried that a man would see me talking on my stories and he wouldn't fancy me, and then I'd never get a fella.
What do you think about?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I'd get.
Do
like,
you? Am I not alone in this?
Because I'd be like, okay, oh, that's kind of
more
like
similar. Than
yeah, yeah, yous are way more yeah. similar. Yeah. Like, I think we're more similar.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I stopped talking on my stories for ages.
Really?
Yeah, over the fear of. Maybe
like, are they sitting at? But then again, are they actually like sitting at home watching your stories? Like, I feel like
probably like, see, wow, if she's you so see,
but if you see them seeing your stories too, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, and then I start overthinking all them. Like, oh.
Yeah, so, well, I just don't give a fuck, really. I'm just like, if you don't
and they
like
know it's
me,
your job.
Yeah, it's your job,
and that you'll filter out all the bad ones because you'll get ones that actually like you for you, like yourself.
I found yeah. that like, if I've been chatting to guys and if they fancy me, they're like, I love your Instagram stories. Like, they'd like my Instagram stories. They'd reply to them. They'd, if I put up a hot one, which I very rarely do, they'll like fire react to it.
I'd be like, don't. When I was seeing someone last year, I remember I used to tell him all the time, don't listen to the podcast. He sent me a screenshot and sent it to me and all. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Like,
what? But sure, that's who you are. Know, like, that's yeah. why he probably likes you. I always say this to people.
Do you know what
like,
it's called, girls?
Confidence.
Trauma. It's yeah, called relationship trauma.
But the life. Way, like, I always think, like, the way that you look is the least interesting thing about you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It is. So
true.
Oh my God. No one's going to remember you when you're dead for how you looked.
No.
Yeah. Or how you talked on your stories. They'll remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
Oh, you really are my therapist today. What is going on?
Yeah, I'm honestly.
Holy moly.
See, when you, like, break up with someone, how do you, like, are you like a block type of girls, or like, would like, how do you deal with that? Do you like remove them from all socials, never see them
why
again,
you
or do you keep,
you're crazy,
or do you,
girl.
You keep like meeting up again? Like, is there a sneaky link for a while? Like, what is the vibe?
We've been with Ava when she's had a sneaky link.
Yeah, we have.
have you?
Yeah.
Oh
my God, remember that trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's not talk about that.
That was the best brand trip ever.
So
we
fun.
Had some laugh at that. Remember us locked taking photos around that place, and
no,
everyone there was
me and
so
you
good.
Don't like it.
Pennies.
A thing.
No, it was Benefit.
Can we say that was you had a sneaky link on a brand trip? Yeah.
Yeah,
obviously.
I'm near sure I told the Pure girls.
You did, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
It was pissed.
It was so fun.
But I told them that it was my boyfriend.
Oh yeah,
but he wasn't actually my boyfriend at the time. He basically was.
It was so cool.
Remember us two in the bathroom doing? We done like a get unready with us and answered bizarre questions. The next day I was like, we can't put that up.
We got wings off that.
Yeah,
night.
You got wings. And then I bumped into you in the lift. Yeah. And I was like,
oh yes, and you're in your dressing gown.
Yeah.
You?
No, yous were in your dressing gown. We and I was just in from the event because I was staying in the
you
event
stayed.
To get tooth gems on.
You still have the tooth gem?
No, I had to go to the dentist.
2 years later.
I had to go to the dentist and literally it took so long to get them removed. Like, why did I get, but like I got tooth gems and then I asked for another one the other side of my teeth and it was a luminous pink tooth gem that was on my tooth for literally a year.
So you're talking about
it was the most looked like she embraced
it. Was the most un-Ava thing
it
ever.
It was the worst thing ever. Like, like the dentist was like, why did you get these? And I was like, it was honestly just, it's just a long story. Okay, just take them off my teeth.
A wild night. So you'll still meet up with like people you break up with, as in like after the fact.
Well, like when me and my ex-boyfriend broke up, we actually did follow each other. Like we still did follow each other. And then I just blocked him.
You did?
Yeah, I blocked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like having control of that power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But then I did unblock him.
Okay.
So,
numerous,
but I feel like
numerous
I feel like I'm kind of like, yeah, there's kind of a few times.
Would you ever get back with an ex, either of you? What's your opinion on that? I did it.
Oh my God, yeah, remember we met before and you were like telling me you were thinking about it. And I was like, don't go back to an ex.
You were like, no,
no, but
not.
Now I don't. I think there's like, I think for the majority of people, you shouldn't go back to an ex. Mm. Typically,
typically that it's good.
I think that there's like exceptions to the rule. I think you're definitely the exception to the rule.
What about me?
No fucking way. You're not. Actually, you're the fucking example of why you shouldn't go back to an ex.
Oh no.
Sorry, not me putting a man on blast. But anyway, I don't. I personally wouldn't get back with an ex. No.
You don't think
I don't think any of my exes I'd get back with. No.
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 Leave in the past.
I'd rather just explore a new.
And
connection.
If you just blocked exes, you're just like, once you're done, you're done.
Well, like the last person that you were with,
I wish I was like
follow.
That. I can't do that.
Well, you didn't even follow.
The last person you were with, you didn't even follow.
Yeah, I know. I told you guys, I'm working on my.
Like, that is like.
That's big, like.
That is
that's
wild.
Like avoidant attachment.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm like an avoidant, anxious attachment. No, so basically, I noticed that I was like starting to be a little bit crazy, kind of. Okay. I was hanging around with Ava too much, and I used to like check his
followers. I would like send her his stories, and then she'd be like, I don't follow him. I'd be like, what?
But I
fully together. Like.
I used to like, you know, like if I got bored or something, I'd like click onto his following and then go through his following and like if I saw like he liked a girl's photo, like drive me up the walls.
Yeah,
I was like,
you're
why
looking
am I doing
for
this?
Drama.
Yeah. I was like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, it's not helpful.
I used
and it's
to do
not,
that, not good.
Benefiting the relationship.
Do you do that? Would you do that now? Like,
Would you?
If I not with Anna, but if I was now to get with someone new, I feel like I'd be.
Yeah, I feel like that's one thing that would come into my head because it's happened to me.
Well, so you've had past experience,
yeah. But for so long, like I, for so long, that's always been a thing that come up, but it's something that I never say. Like I've.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never bring it up, and I
never say it to
wait,
the guy.
No,
that
you found something that you wouldn't bring it up.
I don't say it.
Oh my god,
to
I'd be literally banging on his door.
I'd literally be there.
But,
there
but I've learned that the reason that I don't say it to him is that I know I would rather like stay with him than bring up that argument. So I'd rather make myself unhappy to stay with him over something that he's doing to upset me.
Yeah.
But just to make sure that we can still stay
to
together.
Avoid confrontation.
Yeah,
to be happy.
Yeah,
like happy.
It's like you want to be naive to it, though. But then you're.
Oh yeah, I pretend I don't see it, but I'm really bullying inside. Like,
looking,
yeah,
oh my god,
I wouldn't
really
be up for that.
No,
but also if I was with someone and they started following like a girl, that might be a bit crazy. I don't know. People have like different views on that.
Yeah,
I
would. You know
like, if a guy follows a girl, but like if my
why
boyfriend followed a girl on Instagram that like I didn't know.
Yeah,
like fair enough if. Well, actually, not fair enough.
Yeah,
no, following.
Don't say fair enough. No, do you know what? I think the like. Not the maddest thing I've ever done because this isn't even mad at all, but it's one of those things that you see like a girl doing on TikTok. I saw this girl doing this on TikTok and I was like, I'm going to do that. So I saw this girl on TikTok who she saw that her fella was liking a girl's picture. So she went and found the dress that the girl was wearing.
I saw this and then asked him, does he like
it? I did it.
Dress.
I did it in real life thinking that I was like the bee's fucking knees. So I sent the fella this picture of a dress being like, do you like this dress?
And wait, so what do you do? So you find the dress that the girl is wearing
in the picture
that
he liked.
He liked the picture of her, like, or he's liking bikini picture or whatever. So find that bikini, send it to him or whatever it is she's wearing. Be like, do you like this? And he'd be like, oh, I don't know. Like, yeah, do I? Like, yeah or no, whatever he says. And then send him the picture that he liked. Well, you fucking liked it on her, didn't you? And I remember doing it, I screen recorded it thinking I was doing like a really cool thing.
Doing bits.
He probably didn't even text me back. I can't remember what he said, but I remember doing it thinking, I'm so smart, no one's ever done this before.
Oh my god, stop.
Dead boy.
I do think though that men can drive us
insane.
Crazy.
What's the
like,
craziest thing you've ever done for a man? Or because of a man?
Oh, I actually have a pretty crazy story.
You have a crazy story. I don't even know if you can tell.
Well, I actually have a few. No, I'm talking about like, we were in, like, we had like a group of guys and like, you know, like a group of guys' friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one of my friends was like, this actually wasn't like what I was doing for a guy.
Okay.
So one of my friends was seeing one of the guys and we went over to their house and we were just like, whatever, like chatting with them. And then we left and we were kind of like all just like curious what these group of guys were saying about
us. Oh, I know this.
When we left.
Yeah. Is it the phone thing?
Yeah. So we left the house and we're like, we were arguing outside their house for like 5 minutes. Who's going to go and leave their phone?
Yeah.
Like, who's going to do it? And then eventually one of the girls went into the house and they were like, did I leave my phone here or whatever? And they just like planted the phone on the stairs beside where the boys work.
They're and having, what is it? They're she's on their the phone dinner. To someone else or something?
No, so she pressed record.
Oh, sorry.
And then left her phone on the stairs and like the stairs was right beside the guys and they were having their dinner. So like we knew that like, and we had just left the house. So yeah. we were yeah. like, we're going to get something. And then we went out to my car. We stayed there for like 5 minutes. And then I was like, okay, I think if we got something like,
it'd be on it now.
It'd be on it now. So I went into the boys' house as well. And I was like, I'm just going to the bathroom. So I ran upstairs, grabbed the phone off the stairs, went to the bathroom and then left. And then we were sitting in the car and we pressed play. And oh my God, it was actually like the worst experience the burn book, ever. Like literally, like these boys like roasted us. They literally were like, they were like roasting my friend, and then the guy that was seeing my friend basically just said like he didn't give a shit about her, and like because the guys were like, why didn't you say hi to blah blah blah, and then he was like, because I don't give a shit about her, like something like this. And yeah, we all just got roasted.
Fuck
yeah. And then the next day
I was like, confront them.
So I was like, we can't tell them that. Like I think I wasn't upset because like I didn't get roasted.
They said you were really nice or something.
They said that I was funny. I was like, yeah.
Everyone else in the car is like in tears.
Like, they were like calling one of my friends fat, and like we were trying to convince my friend. We were like this, like no. Well, actually, like my friend was trying to convince my friend, being like, "Oh my god, no!" They said you're so fab, and I was like, "Okay, like come on, like let's just stop the video and like not play it." And then I was like, "Let's not tell them about this. Like we have to keep this quiet."
No, I'd have to tell.
So like, but then we went to pre-drinks the next day, and with these boys,
Why would you ever hang around with them again?
We were all actually crazy. Like this was actually only like 2 years ago, though. And then at pre-drinks, we were a few drinks in, and we were like, "Let's play Never Have I Ever." And then they were like, "Never have I ever said something really mean about someone on this table, something like this shit."
Oh, that's a good one.
And I was sober, like, so I was like watching this all go down, and I was like, "Oh my god, stop fucking talking!" And then it all came out.
Did it?
Yeah.
And was there murder?
Like, not as much murder as there should have been. Oh. But yeah, then we kind of just like we're not like friends at the moment.
You're not friends.
Not actually because of that, but like. It was the start of the friendship going down, you know?
Oh, I'd hope shit. So.
Yeah.
Great idea, yeah, though. Man. Love that with the phone.
I want to do that more often.
Oh my God, that is so fun.
I would actually prefer to protect my peace. Like, I just want to.
Like, I like to hurt myself.
Yes.
Like, I would, like, go find out something that I know is going to hurt me. But I like to do that. I don't know.
No, I have to
tell Charlene, that, like, if Charlene has we only did it recently, actually. You were like, I have a bit of goss. And I was like, is it going to hurt me? If it's going to hurt me, don't. Like, it's about a specific person. Like,
no, it's funny.
And I was like, but I have to ask you all the time. I'm like, if I'm going to be upset after, just don't tell me.
You'd rather not know.
And then,
what you don't know can't hurt you.
But then she doesn't tell me. So then I know.
It was going to
hurt me. So then I'm like, now you have to tell me.
Yeah.
I need to know anyway.
Yeah. Like, oh God.
You can't win.
Yeah, no, I definitely am mainly try and protect my peace all the time. I would never... ever. I don't want to know what someone's saying about me when I leave a room. I don't care. Yeah. I'm literally like, if you're nice to my face, that's fucking fine. If you want to talk shit about me, that's fine as well.
I really
and I don't need to know or hear about it, because all I need to know is that you're nice to my face. Oh. Yeah.
Just pretend you love me the whole time.
Yeah.
Can't believe that was, she's so fab. So did they say fab or fat? No, they didn't say she's so fab. Imagine a group of guys being like, she's so fab. No, they were like, she's so fab.
She's so fab.
I was like, it's time that's to pause. And they were like, no, continue, like, play the video, keep going. And then I was like, I really don't think so.
They roasted just straight away when they left.
Like, and she was wearing like a black leather pants and then a black like leather jacket. And he was like, why the fuck is she wearing all full latex suit?
Men say they're not bitchy and they are. That's worse than a group of girls. Yeah. Like, that is terrible.
No, that is really
a group of girls would leave a group of guys and be like, oh my God, I love them.
So much.
They're too funny.
Love them.
Oh, no, I feel like me and my friends
before we move on to dilemmas, actually, really quickly, tell me all the names of all your siblings, because I find them the most fascinating family in the entire world.
You're like the Irish Kardashian.
I fucking love it. I found your family TikTok the other day.
Yeah, why are you like famous?
Yeah, I watched every single video. I was like, make me.
Well, I actually can't bring myself to watch some of the videos because
you need a TV show.
No, I saw one of your sister Bev Roaring Crying. Is that her name, Bev?
Oh yeah.
Roaring Crying.
That's the one that actually went like really viral.
Yeah,
that is like she's literally screaming.
Most stunning.
I think she's the favorite. My favorite. Ava included.
Write me off. rattle me off.
Keane's the oldest, and then Dieran, Cara, Durbla, Ava, and Bevan.
Oh, so only one brother.
Only one brother. Oldest.
And he's
yeah.
Smash.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Smash. Smash.
Kira.
Why didn't Kira smash? Please don't let
me. Kira always says that. It's so weird. She's like, I fancy your brother. I'm like,
no, I love it. Yeah, you actually are like the
Irish. I'm gonna be part of the clan.
Part of the family.
Now that I beat the villa and all looked just insane.
It was so much fun.
Your family, it honestly looks like a hoot of a time.
Yeah, it is.
Is it mad? And you giving and your mom, I can't.
Family.
Me and my mom.
I love you so much.
Oh my God.
I feel like she's like kind of the Instagram mother. When she's at events and all, yeah, we're all just I know. Like, love you so much.
My mom yeah, is obsessed is. With you too, as no, well. I love Whenever I like mom. Play your podcast, she goes, well, sorry, Charlene, but she's like, is that Ellie and Kelly? I'm like, it's oh, Ellie, Kelly and Charlene, mom.
Brilliant, Ellie and Kelly.
Ellie and Kelly.
Wow.
She's like, oh, I love those girls. They're so lovely.
No, she's a sweetheart. Ellie
is so nice. And I'm like, it's not their fucking name.
Shout out to, what's your other name?
Alice.
Shout out, Alice.
We love you, Alice.
We're going to do a dilemma. We want you to help with the advice.
Okay. Oh God, I'm I don't so know. Bad I don't advice. Know if you'd fucking trust our advice. But anyway.
Okay, we're the same, so it's actually fine. Okay, I've been with my boyfriend nearly 3 years. We took a break during this for about 6 months. Before we took the break, he literally was like an angel boy, buying me flowers every week. So loving, posting me all over social media and just love bombing me to pieces. Just before we had the break, things started to go downhill and he was really ruining my mental health, so I left him. We saw each other at least once a week the whole time during the breakup. It was like friends with benefits. Now today we're back together and he's just so different. No flowers, no posting, no love bombing me. It's always me forcing him to do these things. I love him with my whole life, but I know I deserve more. I've tried speaking to him about it and every time he says it every time that it's not your own fault for breaking my heart when you left. Please help me.
Oh.
He seems very sour.
Yeah, he seems like he doesn't
want
to be with her anymore. Sorry, that's
Why
harsh.
Is he? No, but like, yeah, he's but his actions are showing that.
Do you think he's just trying to, she obviously must have initiated the 6 month break for him to say it's your own fault for breaking my heart when you left. So she obviously left him and now he's just trying to like get her back.
But if he's heartbroken and he's clearly still not over it, why is he back with you? Like,
yeah,
wait until
yeah.
you're fully healed and over it.
And then they can try again.
And then maybe try again. But I personally would be like, okay, Grant, if you're going to treat me like that, I'm gone again.
Yeah, true. Like, what's going to make her stick around? It's like he's self-sabotaging and he's like trying to be bad.
Yeah.
Because he's afraid of her leaving, so at least if she leaves, he can blame
yeah.
on that.
Yeah.
And I feel like if she has to ask him to buy her flowers and all, like,
hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't men want to do things sometimes, like, not Dan, I was loving, other men that make you happy? I'm like, you know, that would make me happy. Would you not want to make me happy? Like, that yeah. frustrates me.
No, there's good men out there.
There is good men.
Where?
No,
please.
There are. This is a public
Lord above. Yeah.
Ellie, I feel like if you came out on a night out with me, I'd have a fella for you.
I thought you were going to say, yeah. Ellie, if you came out.
I think she would.
I was at a point that I genuinely thought, like, my neck.
Yeah, but I feel like you're chaotic, though. And I'm really shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like you're not shy.
Ellie, you're not shy.
When you have your new drinks, you're not
pretending to be shy. Yeah. You're not shy.
Keep telling me I'm not shy.
You can chat to fucking anyone. You're going to believe that about yourself.
That's what I said. You're going to actually make your brain.
No, what am I like when we're on nights out, whatever, and you're like, kiss him, kiss.
I make him kiss everyone.
Yeah, well, then you just have to kiss them.
No, I run away. Scared. Hate it.
I mean, you need to try new tongues.
Yeah, I'm like that as well. Like, I couldn't think of anything worse than going out and kissing a random boy.
And
then, like, never seeing them again.
No.
Fucking
no, like, no. I think that no. That's my idea of hell.
Yeah, like, maybe Ellie, we are like.
Maybe
yeah, you are.
I would
very
never.
Like,
yeah,
because you just kiss a random boy and like.
That's what I said. When never mind.
What?
When you said that you kissed someone the other night.
What? Who are you? Kissing
and then I was like, wait, did you just like kiss a random this boy? Random boy like on. In coppers.
Like, would you kiss a random fella?
Like, I don't normally. I don't normally. Not all the time.
Every night she's kissing.
No, not all the time. Sometimes if I get really plastered, like, yeah, I'll probably kiss someone. Usually I'd be like, what's your like Instagram or your phone
yeah,
number
a little
or something?
Cheeky snog, like, yeah.
And then, no, I wouldn't just like put my tongue down someone's mouth. But I was really drunk this night and I kissed a guy, but that's not even the worst part. About the story.
What
worst part about the story was his age, but I honestly can't
get really
into it. No, I seriously can't.
Okay,
was he underage, Kira?
No.
No, he's not underage. I'm not trying to get cancelled.
Oh, he was overage?
No. He was just about.
He was just about underage.
On the cuff?
He was just about overage.
Just about overage.
18?
Yeah. You kissed him on his 18th birthday.
No,
definitely.
No, he wasn't 18.
It hit midnight.
He was 20.
He was 20.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 24.
Fuck off, I'm, will you?
No,
that's
I have
grand.
The fear. I have the fear.
That's
of grand.
Actually, he hasn't had a 21st.
No, and that's how he looked.
He's quite literally.
He hasn't had a 21st.
Oh, no. Oh, and the way that he convinced me was being like, it's my 21st in 2 weeks.
Oh my God, are you going to be his 21st
kid? You should have ran. Like, I'm so confused why you continued.
Because I was so drunk. Like, I just kept doing shots and shots and shots. And then I was
Do it for the plot. It's fine.
Yeah, and then I ended up kissing him.
Please arrive to his 24th. That would be iconic. Did you ever see when Kylie Jenner went up and was Deb?
Yeah,
you can accompany him to his 21st.
That was
and, like, and then, I just was like, why did I actually fucking do that? Like,
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
You're a 20-year-old.
Thank you so great much crap. For coming on.
Thank you this so much for
anything else
me.
Anything else you want to finish off with?
Shout out.
Plug anything?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Plug your Instagram yeah. there, girls.
Oh, it's Painted by Kira.
And Ava O'Donoghue.
Okay. Love we love you. Bye.
So, peak and bleak of the week. Have you got a high and a low?
My peak is that by the time you're listening to this, I will be in Miami.
I'm in Miami. Bitch.
No, actually, I'm telling you a big fat lie. I will be back from Miami.
Oh.
So I would have finished Miami.
Right.
Yeah, but I'll you're be in New York.
How long are you going for altogether? 10 days?
10 or 11 days, yeah. I'm doing a week in New York after 4 days in Miami.
I can't believe the girls are going to Miami straight after.
I know.
I feel like we only went to Nashville last weekend.
Yeah, where are they getting all the holidays and whatnot?
I don't know.
Lovely jobs
lovely,
over there.
Lovely, yeah.
So that's my peak, is that I'm currently in New York when you're hearing this.
Oh, lovely.
So maybe I don't have a bleak then for
maybe
this week,
your
guys.
Bleak is
my bleak is that I'm missing Char. We didn't get to do our American holiday this year.
No.
But who knows? There's still the rest of the year.
There is a lot of time to go.
So we could definitely put something in. A Christmas New York trip, I'd love to do with you.
Mm.
Like a Christmas one.
Yeah.
We never really. Did we? We did November for one of them, did we? No.
I wouldn't. Would you Christmas Day? Like, no.
No, Jesus.
No, Christmas time.
Just like around Christmas time.
It's real cozy.
Yeah. So that's my bleak is that we didn't get to do our American holiday, but that's hopefully we will.
My peak is Dano being home. Aww. For summer. I don't know if this is already a peak I've done, but
how are you finding like living with him?
Having him. Oh. You know, we've had. No, he's great. Like, we've had. He's really. Makes me food. Like, he's just. Yeah.
Little housewife, like.
My God. The man actually. He's not even met. He's really clean person, real organized, but he's real a man sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Even. Like, if you just use a tissue to wipe something, he just leaves it there.
No, like, just put it in the bin. Yeah.
I
saw things hanging on your radiator and all. I was like, what's he doing?
Yeah. Just pushed in as if they're, like, lodged in there. Like, that is...
Squeeze it in there, like...
We might have a little problem, but no. Other than that, he's an angel.
Angel, yeah.
And bleak is... We haven't still booked our holiday yet. Hopefully, by the time this episode's out, it's we're just a week in advance because of Ellie going away, but... We haven't booked that yet, so I just want to get that sorted.
Yeah, you need to have something booked, like, to... Yeah.
It's really stressing me out.
When yous are going to go in June,
like,
July?
I can't order any clothes. I'm like, what? I don't know what five it is.
Yeah.
We're going, like, June. So a month away.
Oh, great. Yeah. No, yous be fine. Yeah. By the time this comes out, hopefully you'll have something booked.
Please God, the bleak will turn into a peak. Next week's peak will hopefully be that.
Yes.
Something. So we'll see. But guys, thank you so much for listening. You can
thank
go back
you.
To our... And Kira and Ava were... So
10 out of 10. Oh, we love.
They're so funny. You can go back to listen to our bonus episode from Monday, which is Home I Drink Extra Juice, which is a little bit more spicy than this episode. And don't forget to also watch on YouTube.
Yes.
They come out on at 12 every Thursday. So they're just the day after the release of the audio. And you can listen to or watch us as well as listen to us if you forget what we look like.
Yeah.
Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe as well. Comment on the podcast, YouTube, and let us know. You're finding it.
Any let us know where you're from. You said that earlier on.
Yeah, let us know where you're from.
You want to know where people are from.
I know the furthest distance that someone's from. And yeah, we love you.
Love you lots.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.